Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. On our World News Roundup, you heard stories about nationwide travel delays due to snow. Well, we have our own issues here in the Bay Area with wet weather and gusty winds. KCBS's Holly Kwan joins us from SFO with an update on the delays there. Holly?
Susan, note to self, the Monday after Thanksgiving isn't always an easier day to fly if there's a storm. 598 delays yesterday, 169 cancellations. Better today, but still not normal. This is duty manager Russell Mackey.
You know, there were a few staying overnight here at the airport. Several opted for some local hotels. And they're going to try and get out on some of our first departures this morning.
Like this desperate mom who saw the size of the security line and was pleading with the TSA agent.
You just listen. I have 2-year-old twins. Our flights were canceled yesterday. We were at the airport all day. I can't do this again. They're sick. They have no medicine. We need to go home. We need to go home.
A lot of college kids heading back to school. I've seen a lot of UCLA and USC, even an Alabama sweatshirt this morning. And a lot of people signing up for CLEAR, a pre-screening tool that lets you speed through security. Holly Kwan, KCBS. Yes.
Thanks, Holly. BART's effort to crack down on fare evaders playing out in a very visible fashion this morning. KCBS's Jim Taylor at San Francisco's Embarcadero Station.
At least a dozen law enforcement officers, armed BART police, walking up and down the platform. And as soon as a train comes in, they board it and they demand to see proof of payment from every passenger on the train. Couple people I saw did not have that. They argued with them for a while, and they marched them off the train.
BART says it is on the way to modifying its fare gates to make it harder to get through without paying, and riders say they are also seeing more officers around the system overall this month, aimed at providing extra security for holiday shoppers.
Mudslides and flash flooding continue to be a concern in the burn scar area left behind by the devastating Kincaid fire. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Sonoma County, officials will be meeting this morning to discuss ongoing fire recovery efforts.
Over the weekend, the National Weather Service did issue a flash flood watch for the areas burned by the Kincaid fire. Fortunately, there were no reports of serious flooding or mudslides, but David Rabbit, chairman of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, tells KCBS the wet weather is hampering fire recovery efforts.
The areas that burn the hottest also create kind of a waxy seal on the soil. It burns down into the roots of the vegetation, and that's where you're most susceptible to have debris flows or erosion problems. But, you know, we've had the experience from 2017. We know where to go and what to do.
Over 370 structures, including 174 homes, were destroyed in the Kincaid fire, which also blackened some 80,000 acres. This morning, Sonoma County supervisors will meet to extend tax deadlines for residents whose lives are put on hold by the wildfire, the evacuations, and the PG&E power shutoffs. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Hey, don't be surprised if you find that you're paying more than $80 this year for your Christmas tree. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges tells us prices for fresh-cut trees have been going up, up, and up.
It's just tradition. Since I was small, our parents used to take us up here.
Here at the Patchen Christmas Tree Farm in the Santa Cruz Mountains, people tell us it's about the experience, not the price.
What are you expecting to pay?
I don't know. What, under 100?
20-some years ago, everybody in Oregon thought that would be a good idea to plant Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. So a few years later, we end up with a glut of trees on the market. So prices plummeted, guys went out of business.
Jim Beck, the owner of Patchen, says now there's a shortage, which means higher prices. For him, it's still all about the experience.
You want to come out and slop around in the mud and get all wet and, you know, then go home and sit by the fire and have a martini. That's what this is all about.
At the Patchen Christmas Tree Farm, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS. There.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.